The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. As we cleared out the holiday gifts and forgotten clothes from our guests, I rediscovered the seed catalogs shipped to us way back in November. Yes, Happy New Year! This is my traditional time to peruse catalogs looking for some new varieties to try in the veggie garden. Last year's winners included Tromboncino Italian Heirloom Summer Squash. It grew on a fence and produced a snake-like, thin, delicious squash with a meaty texture. We also grew kalettes, a cross between a Brussels sprout and a kale. They love the warm fall and still are producing in our garden with purple leaves on tall, attractive plants. For this year, I'm looking at a new pepper. I've grown Carmen sweet pepper for years because it produces 10 to 15 sweet peppers per plant, and they turn red early in the summer. Now there's a yellow version. Escamillo has a similar growth and sweetness, but a new color. Basil is one of our favorite herbs. For containers and small spaces, Elidi is a compact Genovese type that's slow to bolt. Kapoor Tulsi is a holy basil variety that has hints of chocolate and coffee flavor and purple flowers. Powdery mildew disease is tough on squash. For a new resistant variety, try Yellowfin Yellow Zucchini. This is the first organic powdery mildew resistant variety of this type. I love alpine strawberries. Attilia is a great variety that sends out runners instead of just bunching, so it's a good foodscape ground cover to fill in a flower garden or under trees. I always try to stick with regional varieties, but the Wild Boar tomato series from Northern California gets rave reviews. Some have blue and purple coloring, others have red and green stripes. I may just try a few to see how they taste in our Vermont garden. And now for this week's tip. Cut back spent flower stalks from amaryllis bulbs, but continue to grow the bulb in a sunny window until you can move the plant outdoors in spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about perennial flower garden design. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.